A Jewish Journal article, "Stand With Us Urges Yale to Take Action Against Professor Who Celebrated October 7th Massacre." Stand With Us sent a letter to Yale University on Tuesday urging the university to take action against a professor who celebrated the October 7th massacre on social media. The letter, authored by Stand With Us CEO and co-founder Roz Rothstein, SWU side off Legal Department Director Yael Lehrman and Center for Combating Antisemitism Director Carly Gamil, stated that they are dismayed that Yale Associate Professor of American Studies, Ethnicity, Race and Migration and Religious Studies Zarina Grewal, posted a photo of Israel's southern border being broken into during the attacks and wrote in support of Palestinian resistance fighters who murdered, raped, mutilated and kidnapped Israelis and others on October 7. Rothstein, Lehrman and Gamil added that Grewal insisted that Hamas had every right to launch their attack because she believes that Israel is a violent, genocidal, settler state. Some of Grewal's other posts highlighted by Stand With Us include the associate professor stating on October 7 that settlers are not civilians, and retweeting a video about the October 7 attacks with the caption, "It's been such an extraordinary day." Additionally, Rothstein, Lehrman and Gamil documented multiple instances in which Grewal accused Israel of genocide on social media during and since October 7, as well as Grewal posting as her Facebook cover photo a defaced billboard. The original billboard had read, "Let's be clear. Hamas is your problem too," along with the sponsoring organization's name below it, Rothstein, Lehrman and Gamil wrote. On the version posted by Professor Grewal, however, the word Hamas had been changed to Zionism, and the name of the billboard's sponsor was covered up with Jews for Free Palestine. Similar incidents of vandalism by the same group have been categorized by police as a hate crime. They expressed concern that Yale's response to Grewal's posts was that her personal accounts represent her own views. Instead of pretending that principles of free speech and academic freedom require it to shield Professor Grewal from accountability, Yale, as a private institution, can and should take action here to address the abhorrent and anti-Semitic rhetoric against this professor, Rothstein, Lehrman and Gamil argued. As examples, Rothstein, Lehrman and Gamil pointed to Babson College, Rutgers University and Oberlin College disciplining or firing professors for spreading anti-Semitism online and noted that Yale itself has ostracized and penalized professors for expressing views on such things as Supreme Court nominees, yet thus far has stood by Professor Grewal's blatant bigotry on the grounds that her views on her own. The letter called on the university to investigate Grewal and remove her from class during the investigation, and then impose immediate consequences if the investigation concludes that Grewal violated university policy. They requested an answer from the university by the end of the month. The university and Grewal have not responded to the journal's requests for comment. In an October article about Grewal's social media posts, the Yale Daily News noted that Grewal is tenured and therefore cannot be fired without direct cause in the interest of academic freedom. However, the letter noted that Rutgers had disciplined a tenured professor over anti-Semitic rants on his Facebook page. A petition calling for Grewal to be removed from the Yale faculty has thus far garnered nearly 57,000 signatures.